Good afternoon. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News. A one-year-old Ruidoso boy declared missing and endangered in a news release from New Mexico State Police. They say Paul Oak Mokin is likely with his mother, April Mokin. The child is about 2 feet tall, weighs about 26 pounds, brown eyes, and is bald. When last seen, he was wearing a long-sleeve shirt with blue shoes. April Mokin may be traveling in a blue 2007 Saturday with Arizona license plates 79A1BEA. Ruidoso police said the front bumper of the vehicle is gray and white. A small New Mexican butterfly will now enjoy federal protection under the Endangered Species Act. Following decades of advocacy, some environmental advocates welcome the news. The Sacramento Mountains checkerspot butterfly is one of the most endangered animals in the world, so it's welcome news it finally has protection. That according to Tierra Curry, a senior scientist at the Center for Biological Diversity, who notes that it's going to take, quote, heroic efforts to save the species. The Sacramento Mountains checkerspot butterfly lives only in extremely small bits of habitat. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they only live within a few meadows in New Mexico's Lincoln National Forest near Alamogordo. The city of Roswell plans to send out a request for proposal soon for ambulance service after the existing contractor decided not to renew the current contract and will not continue servicing the area unless its payment is increased by about $2.5 million to $2.65 million a year. Although the city handles the bid process and negotiates the contract, the ambulance service is managed with a joint agreement between the city and county. American Medical Response Ambulance Service notified the city and county of its intention to end its services on June 30th. Because the local governments have been pleased with the service provided, they asked what would be required to keep AMR as the area's provider and were quoted at the $2.65 million annual price. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.